The third way that I think we can help make our peace with regret is through the passage of time, which, as we know, heals all wounds, except for tattoos, which are permanent. So it's been several years since I got my own tattoo, and do you guys just want to see it? All right. Actually, you know what? I should warn you. You're going to be disappointed, because it's actually not that hideous, right? I didn't tattoo, you know, Marilyn Manson's face on some indiscreet part of myself or something. When other people see my tattoo, for the most part, they like how it looks. It's just that I don't like how it looks. And as I said earlier, I'm a perfectionist. But I'll let you see it anyway. This is my tattoo. I can guess what some of you are thinking, so let me reassure you about something. Some of your own regrets are also not as ugly as you think they are. I got this tattoo because I spent most of my 20s living outside of the country and traveling, and when I came and settled in New York afterwards, I was worried that I would forget some of the most important lessons that I learned during that time. Specifically, the two things I learned about myself that I most didn't want to forget was how important it felt to keep exploring, and simultaneously how important it is to somehow keep an eye on your own true north. And what I loved about this image of the compass was that I felt like it encapsulated both of these ideas in one simple image. And I thought it might serve as a kind of permanent mnemonic device.